If so, Mitzri Sheni B'mayitayr. Who could a Mitzri marry then? If you have a Zohar, a Mitzri, he can't marry anybody. He's not allowed to marry a Mitzris, because if you tell him like Rav Shimon, she's a good ger, she's Bekal Hashem, she's also to a Mitzri also. So Elamai, the way we're saying now, it's very good, that a Mitzris, the Nekev, is also also Bekal Hashem. So therefore, it's Mutter for a Mitzri to marry a Mitzris. That's how you could have a Mitzri Sheni and a Mitzri Shlishis. But if you're going to tell him like Rav Shimon's Pshat, that a Mitzris is Mutter Bekal Hashem, if so, a Mitzri is also to marry her, because a ger is called the Kal Hashem, the Shita holds. So Lamai, it's good if you this pshat to say that a Mitzri is also the Kal Hashem, therefore Mitzri is allowed to marry her. So Morris says, well, what's so good about it? I mean, what do you have to come on to Rabbi Yehuda for? Maybe even according to Rabbi Shimon also. The E over the Nosta, we're talking about a case where Mitzri did an Aveira. Let's say a Mitzri married a Mitzvah de Aveira, or married a Bas Yisrael de Aveira. That's the case that the daughter is called a Mitzri Shniya, or that's the case of Mitzri Shniya or Mitzri Shlishis. So Gemara says, Diloi Ksiv Kruah. The Torah doesn't talk about Averus. For the Gemara Hare Mamzer, the Torah talks about a Mamzer, the Lachas about a Mamzer, you're not allowed to marry a Mamzer. It's also happened through an Avera. So Gemara says, the Eve of Kosta Kruah, this part of the Kasha, is talking about the Eve, it happened, the Torah talks about it. So the Torah says, Di Li Sura Kosta. Things that happened that's nogeya to Isurim, where the Torah said this also, the Torah talks about it. Like in a case where an Isha, a man and a lady, live together, Bechai the Krisis, the locker is the kids of Mamzer, the Torah has to tell you about it. But the Ila Torah, Lekosim. So in a case where the Torah only wants to tell you Heta that something is Mutter, in a case of D that it only happens when you did an Isser, that the Torah maybe doesn't talk about. Like over here, you want to tell me that a Mitzri Shlishi is Mutter, it's telling you Heta, and the only way you could have a Mitzri Shlishis is through an Avera, like it says, that Mastav, the Torah talks like this. For the Gemara, why not? Harei Masa Guru Shosei. Says a case where a person gave his wife a get, and she got married to somebody else and lived with the second husband. And then even if the second husband gives her a get, Allah forbids the first husband is also to her. Di la tera, the kasvei. Here the Torah says lashon of he will he to Eva. So we darshan only he, she is a to Eva, not the daughter. That the daughter is mutter is no psul. The daughter is mutter to a kain. So see, it talks about a heta that the daughter is mutter to a kain, even though the case is bavera that the father was a master gurushasai. You see, even beheta, the Torah says cases that only happen through an Aveira. So Gemara says, no, hosso mishum ikiri suru de kosei. There the Torah again is talking about the ikirisa, is telling you what the isa of a masad mishosei is. And since that's the ikirisa, therefore the Torah says also the hetera. But over here, by mitzri shlishis, it was not negated to isa, the Torah is only telling us the hetera, it's not mistarva, the Torah tells us the hetera, if the only way it is done by isa. So Mel, the way we're coming out now, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that a mitzris is also, then it's very good, that a mitzri is allowed to marry a mitzris, therefore it's not called the avera, there's a way to have a mitzri shlishi, the heter. Chana Rabbonim, went to the price like this. Im nema bonim loma nema deris. This posting says, bonim ashivod lehem deris shlishi. Says by a mitzri, the children of the third generation is mutter. So why did I have to say a double ocean of bonim and deris? And v'yim nema deris, lama nema bonim, if it says already deris, why does it have to say the word bonim for? Samar explains we need both. Im nema bonim, who would have just said the word bonim? Fulay nema deris, and then what to say the union of deris, three generations? Ha'yisem, I would have said like this. Ben rishon v'sheni osa, true. Aba shlishi mutar, maybe you know what bonim shlishi means? The third child, where a mitzvah rishon was misgayer, and he got married, let's say to a mitzvah rishon them. So maybe the first two children are also. But maybe it means the third child already is mutter. L'kach nema deris. That's why the Torah has to say no. Bonim ashevod lehem deris shlishi. That only the third generation, that's what's mutter. No matter how many children you have, they're all also. So only the third generation is mutter. That if you nema deris, the Torah only would have said the word deris. V'lo nema bonim yisrael, would have said like this. L'yoyson o'im demal ha-sinai. The Torah is only answering that generation that's standing by Har Sinai. The Rashi says, "Loisa Yisrael amayim de Mal Har Sinai who aimer dor shlishi shlachem yaver lehem bekal kloimar bochem uvnoisechem asur mitzvah adoimi avo bivnei bonim mutarim, maybe from the future generations after Hasinai, they're all mutar. Like maybe the Yisadur is only applies to the Mitzrim that were there b'shas Hasinai. But once Derim is Gair, or after that generation of Hasinai, a Mitzri is always mutar. Is Lekach Nemar Bonim Lehem. And therefore it says, Bonim Lehem, the Vidashin Mehem, that whenever they have children, any generation, always it's Osa. Yes, so Rashi says, like Monim Mehem Mona, Hu Rishin B'nai Sheni, Ben B'nai Zmuta. Yeah. So Bonim Lehem Mehem Mona. Vaito Lehem, what does it say the word Lehem for here? So Rashi says Lehem, that means Trei Lehem Ksiv. It says two times the word Lehem. The teacher says, Hola Chacha Psulun. We go after the Psulun. Rashi says, "Going Mitzri Shenasa Yisraelis, the Yisrael Shenasa Mitzris, Holach Achrei and Vavlat Poslah Dor Shlishi." No matter which way it is, it's only the mother or the father, a Mitzri, a Mitzris. You all boss to them, whatever they are, the children of the next generation. Now the Yitzchok LeMichtav Lehem, the Yitzchok LeMichtav Asher Yevodu. You have to have both of them. So Rashi says, "LeMichtav Lehem, the Mashman the Mihem Mono." Masha from then you count, Vitzvach Asher Yevoldu, is also through the same thing. Tamar says no. Dikas Rachmona Asher Yevoldu have a mina mibneyem mona. From the children you count. That maybe you count the children, they're called the first, and then the grandson's called the second, and the next one's called the third. Kas Rachmona Lehem, therefore the Torah says the word Lehem, no. That the father, the first Mitzri, he's called the Mitzri Rishon. And his son already is called the Mitzri Ashenis. That's what says the word Lehem. Because Rachmon Olehem Avamina Mitzris Muberes, in the case we have a Mitzris, that she was pregnant. She is Gairo, she was Mizgair. I would have thought that a pregnant Mitzris is Mizgair, maybe. He Ubino Chod, he and a daughter, his son is called like one. So when she gives birth later, maybe the child is still called a Mitzri Rishin. His Kosser Rachmon Asher Yevoldu, therefore the Torah says no. Asher Yevoldu means whenever they give birth, it's always called the second Mitzri. Even though her mother was pregnant already when she was Mizgayir, but Lamaisa when she gives birth, that's called already the second generation. Now the Yitzroch, the Mara says Yitzroch LeMichtav Lehem, Hocha over here, the Yitzroch LeMichtav Loi Gavi Mamzer. Teach us what the Tepsulim, the children go after the Psul. A Mitzri, the son is always called the Mitzri also, Mitzri Rishon. Hodin by Mamzer the Loch Rizav. A Mamzer marries a Bas Yisroel, the kid is also called a Mamzer. Go after the Psul. Mona Hocha by a Mitzri Psula. Because he was born a Goy, a Mitzri, that's why we're so machmir to say that the kid is always has his Psul. Ava Mamzer, the boy Mitzri Pekshera, but a Mamzer, the parents were Jewish. So maybe the son of a Mamzer is not called a Mamzer. A Maloy, you need a Pasuk by Mamzer. Because Rachmona Gabi Mamzer teaches that the son of a Mamzer is also the din of a Mamzer. Mishum Dien Royal of a Bekal Yerlam. Because the Psul Mamzer is such a strong Psul, it's also of a Bekal Yerlam. Avohocha, but by a Mitzri, a Maloy, since a Mitzri is Mutri of the Gimel Deiroys, maybe if a Mitzri lives with a Bas Yisroel, the kid is not called a Mitzri, Tzricha. Therefore, I need the Psukim to both places. Rabbi Tamar Rabbi Babachon, Rabbi Yechanan, Mitzri Sheni Shenosa Mitzvos Rishayna. What's the locha of the father was a Mitzri Sheni, and the mother is a Mitzri Rishayna, so he says, B'no Shlishi, heavy. The son is called a Shlishi, and therefore he's Mutta Bakal Yisroel. Alma, what do we see the Rabbi Babachon holds? Ksava Bosa Didei Shadina Le, we go Bosa the father. Since the father was a Mitzri Sheni, therefore his kid is called a Mitzri Shlishi. Master Rav Yosef has the kasha that Rav Tarfon Omer Yecholim Mamzerim Litar. I have a way that a Mamzer could become Tor, his children could become Mutar to Klal Yisrael. Keita Mamzer Nosa Shivcha. The answer is let a Mamzer marry a Shivcha Kenanis. Havlad Eved. If they give birth, the child is also called an Eved Kenan. Shichroru. Then with the master frees him. Nimtza Ben Cheren. The kid becomes free a Jew, and that's what is Mutar to Klal Yisrael. Alma Kopan, what do you see? Bosa di dosha din and leather. If Yechon holds, you go after the mother. So Mura says, Shani Hosom, over here by Shivcha, it's different. The Yom HaKroa, the Pesach says the Feirish. Ho Isha vi lodea ti ladeneha. It says clearly over here that the Isha and the children belong to the ladeneha, to the master. So therefore, when an Eved Ivri married a Shivcha Kenanis, and then he goes out free the Eved Ivri, the Lachar is the children remain in Eved. There's a Farish Apostle over here that the child of a Shivcha is a Shivcha. Mashenka b'yasa Mitzri, the Psul goes after the father. Right, Master Rav has another question. I'm Rav Yehuda Minyamin. If you do Yamin said that Ger Mitzri Hoyali Chava Mitamidi Rabbi Kiva, I had a friend, a Ger, from the Tamid of Rabbi Kiva. The Yomer, and he said like this, my friend said, Rani Mitzri Rishain. For Nesosi Mitzri Rishain, I also married my wife, is also Mitzri Rishain. Now we had a son, so the son is a Mitzri Shaini. So he was mocked, but he said, also Lebni Mitzri Shniya, let me find a wife for my son to that was the Mitzri Shniya also. Kadeshi Ben Bini Royal over the Kal, that my grandson should be Mutter to come into Klai Yisrael. So you see, it was not, but that the wife should also be a mitzvah sheni. Now, we sagradi, if you're going to tell me, basre didei shadin alei, that you go after him, if you go after the husband, is afilu rishon anami. What do I care which mitzvah he marries? As long as he was a mitzvah sheni, let him marry a mitzvah rishona, his kid will still be a mitzvah shlishis. So Moshe Zayin Echonami, Yo'omale Rabbi Yechon Latona, Rabbi Yechon told the Tana, Tony learned, rishon and Echonami learned the ma'isa was, that it doesn't make a difference who his wife is. Since Lamaisa, the father was a Mitzri Rishayna, and they have a son, the son is a Mitzri Shniya. However, the Mitzri marries, even if he marries a Mitzri Rishayna, still the Locher is his son is a Mitzri Shlishis, and therefore be Mutter Bekal, because we go after the father. This is the way Rabbi Baba Chana learned. Now the Gemara says that Kiyosi Rav Dimi Yomer Rav Yechon, Rav Dimi Kene said over the name of Rav Yechonon, that no, the opposite. That Mitzri Sheni Shenosa Mitzvah Rishayna. If the father was a Mitzri Shniya, but the mother was a Mitzri Rishayna, Halacha is Beno Shniya. The son is only called a Mitzri Sheni. Alma, what do you see Rav Dimi? Holds that Boser Imi Shadinan Lei. The son is Miyuchas, goes after the mother. Since the mother was a Mitzri Rishayna, the son is only a Mitzri Shniya. Omalei Abaye said, if so Elohodi Yom Rav Yechon, that's what Rav Yechon said. That hifrish chatis muberes viyodom, if somebody is mafrish, a pregnant chatis, knows an animal, a pregnant animal, and he was makdisho now the way she is for korban chatis, Rav Yechon said, Elohim is rotzim eschape bo, rotzim eschape blood. When the animal gives birth, both of them are mutter to be a korban chatis. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue this lesson tomorrow again on the next tape. Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Ches Amar Aleph. Again, by the second pshat was that Kiyosi Rav Dimi, Omer Rabbi Yechonon. When Rav Dimi said over the name of Rabbi Yechonon that Mitzri Sheni Shenosa Mitzvah Rishona. In the case where Mitzri Shniya Sheni, the father is a Mitzri second generation, he married now a Mitzri Rishona. So when they have a son, now the locher is that Beno Sheni Havoi. If Dimi holds, not like Rabbi Baba Chana said before, that the son is a Shlishi, but he holds, no, the son is only a Shniya. Sheni, so what do you see, Alma, what does Rav Dimi hold? That Bosarim is Shadinan Lei. The son is Miuchas after his mother. Since his mother, Lechumer, was a Mitzri Rishayna, the kid is only a Mitzri Shniya. Omalei, so Omalei Abaye, Abaye is Chashat Rav Dimi like this. So you're saying this over Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yechonon. So Abaye is Kelahod, the Yom Rabbi Yechonon. That's what Rabbi Yechonon said. Then the case of Hifrish Chatis Muberis, if a person did a chet, he ate chelav, he ate dam, he has to bring korban chatis. So he was mafresh now pregnant. Behema for a korban chatis, the yoldo, and then the animal gives birth, the locher is rotsa mischapa, bo rotsa mischapa bevloda. Either one of the two could be used for chatis. That's a Yechon's halacha. Now the cloud is like this. If you tell me now that the uber, the baby in the mother's stomach, is not called part of the mother, in other words, does not go after the mother, so then here it's also good. When your mafresh is pregnant animal, it's like your mafresh two separate animals. His heavy like your mafresh teichatoyis lachrayis is like your mafresh two animals for your korban chatas. Not that you plan to bring both of them, but one is for achrayis. In case one gets lost and one dies, you lose the other one. The Yomer Avoshi has said, Alocher is, Hifrish Tei Chatoyis Lachrayis, somebody was Mafrish Tu Chatoyis Liachrayis, two different animals. Alocher is, Mitzchape Biachas Mihen, use whichever one you want for the Korban. The Yashni and the second one, Tiro, let it pasture in the field until it becomes a Balnum, and then you can be part of it. Ela, but if you tell me now, Iyarmet Uba Yerachim, if you tell me that Rabbi Yechon holds, that the baby in the mother's stomach is called part of the mother, it's like one. So the chur then have it laid for lat chatis. Then it remains like you only makdish one animal here. Just as korban chatis. And when it gives birth later, it's called like a flood, the son, the whatever it is, the child of the korban chatnis, that the lochar is vlad chatnis lemisosel. It has to, you have to let it die. Sishtet, the churat akashi, here we see a biyachanot ubur is lav yerechima, it's called that two separate things. So how could you tell me now that you go after the mother, that this kid is called the mitzvah sheni, because he goes after the mother? Omalei, so Ravdimi answered back. Dil mishan yosem nechsiv asher yivoldu. By a mitzri, the terrorist is clearly asher yivoldu. Hakosev toli beled, it's toli in the mother that gives birth. So therefore, in the case, even though the father was a mitzri shniya, but since he married a mitzris rishayna, so the kid goes after the mother, the terrorist says asher yivoldu, here we say the kid is only a mitzri sheni. But all over, maybe Rav Yechon Takol's uber is lav yerechimayu. So Amuleis, he said back, Karkafno chazisel reishecho ben yamudi. Like I see, you're an Odom Choshev, Rashi says. Karkafno means Odom Choshev ben yamudi, hecha de garsi. That what a kiyasi Rav Yechonin, that kiyom Rav Yechon, I shvaita to, taimu dechsev ashe yivoldu. Itaka said, oh, but that's the law for the reason why. He said here that the mitzvah goes, but the kid goes boss to the mother, because the boss says ashe yivoldu. But all over, we hold uber lav yerechimai, all over usually for yuchs, and it goes after the father. So Mar says, if that's true, Elohodiyama Rova, that Rova said, that Nochris Muberesh in his Gaira, if you have a Goyish lady, that she's pregnant when she was a Goya, and now she's being misguided, in his Gaira, she's coming to Gair now, the Nochris Benoa ain't Tzricha Tzvila. Later, when she gives birth, the child is an automatic Jew. He just needs a bris milah if it's a boy, but it does not need a tefillah. The question is, amai, why? Amai ain't tzarach tefillah. If you tell me now, uber is lav yerechimoy, the kid is not part of the mother, so true, the mother went to the mikvah. But what about the kid? The kid didn't go to the mikvah, so why is the tefillah help for the kid? As amai ain't tzarach tefillah. The chitayman, maybe you tell me that true, the kid had a tefillah. Mishum the Reb Yitzchak, because Reb Yitzchak Salocha. The Yom Reb Yitzchak said, Dvat Torah Midiraisa, Ruba Yumat Padola Chaitis. What's called the Chatzitz when you go into the mikvah? If you, most of your body is covered up, and you're makbid about what's covering you up. But Ruba Yishena Makbidola Veina Chaitis. Even though robe of your body is covered up, but if you don't care, it doesn't bother you, it's not makbid. So here also, the kid doesn't care that he's in his mother's stomach. So here it's not makbid, it's not Chaitis. So Gemara asked,